Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good evening, my friend. How are you today on this beautiful day, April the 6th, year of our Lord, 2024? Dave, I can't wait to tell you what happened to me this afternoon for the last 6 hours.
Hold your horses.
I know you want to get some, but I'm just telling you, I'm busting, Jimmy. I'm busting. Jimmy, is that the right? Jimmy? I'm busting, Jerry. I'm busting. It's like a Seinfeld episode. I'm busting.
We got a lot going on. Hey, thank everybody for joining us. Hey, first off, real quick, we have just recorded our historic 300th episode.
I love it.
It's been a fun ride. We're going to keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for checking out the show. Tell all your friends.
Love it, man. Thanks for mentioning that, Dave. Yeah, 300 episodes, over a million downloads. We're in over a dozen countries. We love you all. Thank you for listening to us. And hey, look, we're a force multiplier for the truth. That's what started us the day after we started this back in 2020. And we're still rocking and rolling. So, yeah.
Let's dive right into it, everybody. Hey, it's a bit, you know, I always love bringing up history and the biblical stuff like this. I think what's happening right now, it's biblical, dude.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
We're talking about 100%. Northeast New York having the strongest earthquake since 1884. I know. Do you think God is happy with what he's seen?
I know. I don't think so.
He's just saying, hey, people, not happy. Not happy with this. And then, you know, we got the eclipse coming in. Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's driving to Texas and the Illinois they're spending thousands. You can't get a hotel room.
I gotta tell you a little anecdote. I was on a ski mountain about 5 days ago and I overheard this one dude, total like Haight Ashbury type dude, like 30 years later. The guy's probably in his 50s. He's like, yo, dude, I'm heading to the solar eclipse.
That's right.
And they're like charging me like $1,800 for a one way ticket, man. I don't know if I can make it because it's like so much surf money. I don't know if I can. Do
dude,
these are the people that are like Russian serfs, right? They own shit. They don't know anything.
But as long as they can see the eclipse, hey, grab your gummies, head to Texas, have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's what's happening this weekend. Totally. Also happening this weekend, everybody. Tonight, as we speak, Donald Trump smashed down there in his home in Florida, Mar-a-Lago, the fundraising record, $50 million.
Beautiful.
So it took him one president to get to gather $50 million. It took three presidents about three nights ago to get $25
million. I know, right? Who's the real president? Thank you very much.
Right. So even though we all know that the globalists will plow more money into Biden's failed, dismal campaign, this was just a lovely thing to see.
Exactly.
A lovely thing to see. So I'm sure they had an awesome time in Mar-a-Lago. One day I do want to visit the estate that I know you've been to.
I've been there. I've been there several times, Dave. And actually, hopefully we'll get you there maybe next month. The couple of things that are stars aligning to make that happen in the month of May. So, cross the fingers.
We'll see what happens. That would be awesome. I want to get that MAGA hat, MAGA 24 hat.
There you go.
Hey, before we dive into you, I know you have some fun stuff to share.
Yeah.
One of the things we've talked about, and even we weren't aware, Donald Trump, the themes that he's been thinking of and talking about, even though he was just a real estate mogul.
Yeah.
This has been the same guy from the 80s on.
Correct.
And so this nonsense, just to add it to the list of nonsense they talk about, oh, Donald changes his position. He's the most consistent politician we've ever had.
1,000%.
And it's really remarkable. You look at, he did great interviews with Joan Rivers, Oprah Winfrey. So here I actually have a little clip. It's only maybe 30, 40 seconds.
Yeah.
This is with that pinhead, Donahue.
Oh, Donahue, Phil Donahue.
Who was like the king of daytime talk shows for many years,
back
obviously.
In the day, NBC.
So he gave a whole hour to Trump. It was his deal of the Art of the Deal book
that
just come out.
Beautiful.
So this is 1987. So Trump is 41 years old. Here's just a little clip of some of the stuff that they're talking about.
We are taping on the last day of November in 1987, sir.
There's a lot of problems. You had Black Monday. You have the catastrophe of a 500-day fall. Let me just give you one little example. We have countries out there that are our so-called allies, and I use the word so-called because they're a disaster for this country. Japan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, they're making billions and trillions of dollars while this country is going out and borrowing money from Japan in order to defend Japan. They don't spend for defense. We defend Japan. We get oil into Kuwait. Then they go out and they buy 10% of British petroleum.
Right.
I'll tell you what.
I think they ought to increase.
Anyway, so it kind of goes on. And of course, Donahue has to cut him off when he's making a great point. But basically, how other countries are ripping us off. Yeah. It's the same as today when Trump talks about NATO. Instead of Japan, now it's China, of course, that's ripping us off.
No, exactly. And he had Peter Navarro, who, God bless his soul, is now serving 3 months in a federal penitentiary for what? For being a patriot to this country, for trying to hold China to account. And you're right. 25 years later, Trump's views are still the same, finally catching up. And hey, I said this to a local political official, Dan. He knows who he is. He's a great fan of the show. And he loves the show. But it's like the only difference between conspiracy theorists and the truth is time. Think about it, right? It's whether it's the Kennedy assassination or whether it's what's been going on in the last 3 years, the only difference between the so-called conspiracy theorists and the truth is just a function of time. That's
and
all
sometimes very quick, like all of a sudden, oh, all of a sudden, ivermectin is a good thing to give to patients.
Right, yeah. 3 years
Whereas
later.
3 years ago, it was only for animals and horses, and it's the worst thing ever.
It's a horse pill, it's an animal, it's only for, and now, definitely take it, yeah.
Definitely take it, all you doctors.
We won't take away your medical license if you actually recommend it, no problem, sure.
And that only took 2.5 years.
Exactly, yeah.
But I know you met some very interesting people today, and it does tie into on the larger scale. But it shows you the corruption and the damage that's being done to our country. It's happened on a very small scale and all the way up to the highest level.
Yeah, let me take it, Dave. Great. Thanks for the intro. I really had an amazing afternoon today. Just give me a few minutes to talk this through, folks. Be patient with me because it was an incredible situation. I had an early lunch with a very good friend of mine who is a political official on a city council in a small town in Southern California. And look, he's being persecuted. He's being prosecuted, persecuted, censured, vindicted, all of it, right? They're throwing the book at him. Everything from formal censure at the council level to they've got, Dave, literally, you won't believe this. They have the city, not the police, but like the people, the parking police, they're after him for his dog. Like you're off leash. Mm. You're off leash at the wrong times. Your dog's pooping on the side, all of it. They are all over him, right? And so the analogy here that I want to make for our millions of listeners around the world in every country is that whether you're Donald Trump and you're getting prosecuted and persecuted falsely across the board on various things in various counties and various states for all a bunch of BS, or whether you're these local officials or the lawyers for various folks, whether it's John Eastman or whatever, you are getting crushed because they will go after you. Hell hath no fury. Now, look, here's the takeaway. 2 to 3 years ago, this gentleman was a fairly, let's call him a moderate Democrat. He was registered Republican, but, he had pretty liberal views. And he'll agree with me on this. But now he is full throated America first. Dave, he has seen enough. It's gone too far. People are pissed off. People have had a belly full of it. They aren't going to take any more. And then two more parts of this story. There was two older ladies sitting next to us at this beautiful open area kind of bar situation looking over a river. And they leaned over. They might have been in their mid to late 70s. And said, "I'm sorry for interrupting, but I just have to ask you." And I was getting a little worried. I thought, well, maybe they're going to crush me here. But they're like, we just actually totally agree with you. And thank you for everything that you guys do. Told them about the podcast, told them about the political stuff. Turns out they were two Christian women who are doing God's work to defend children of child abuse and children of broken homes and so forth. I talked with them for an hour after my buddy left. They talk with them an hour, and then turns out one of the two women has 5 children. One of those 5 is a Army Special Forces Ranger. He is currently serving in Syria, one of the bombed facilities that happened a few weeks ago. You know which one I'm talking about, Dave, and I'm sure all of our listeners do. And we just made this amazing kind of Christian connection, and I'll call it. And I will just say this: we are all being put on this earth according to God's plan. We have been given certain tools and capabilities and abilities, and we are all working according to his plan. She has a plan. She's doing her thing. Her partner does. They're helping children. I have a plan. We have a plan. We are a force multiplier for the truth. And then after that, and I'll let you break in here, but then after that, I had a hookup with my very good friend, an active special forces guy in one of those three-letter agencies, my buddy Jim. Obviously, I won't use his last name. He's a big fan of the show. And we circled back on all these issues. And dude, it like all connects, mm-hmm. all of it. It all connects, whether it's Biden, whether it's just it, all of it, right? It's just, it's, they are out. And like, it goes back to our show last week, show 300. The satanic forces doing work through the false prophet, that is Joe Biden, through the false prophet to destroy and demean and kill our country and to, you know, basically break up the nuclear family. They, with the transgender day thing on last Sunday, ooh, on the day of Easter, right? So we covered that extensively in the last show. Dave, I have to just say, like, on today, April 6th, 2024, year of our Lord, it was the most amazing last 6 hours I've had in, I would say, years. I just, like, the whole sequence of events between those three experiences was incredible. They're all inextricably linked. We are all in this, we are ascendant. Christ is here with us. We are here for a reason. We are going to absolutely destroy and win an overwhelming victory in November 2024.
Well, that'll keep you positive, if nothing else. I think if nothing else, what I got out of your stories there with the people that you know, I actually know one of you, the people that you're talking about, is that the thought process and the people that are quote unquote on our side, which is, you know, the right side of God, the right, you know, looking at the world the right way, we are in the majority.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that the demonic left does all the time is they want to belittle us and make it feel like we are in the, you know, the minority. It's the opposite of, the opposite of reality, which is their favorite thing that they like to do. So you have to remember that even just the people that, you know, because unfortunately they browbeat us so much, especially in California and other blue states that, you know, I can't speak up, but we should speak up.
We should.
Because
it's
so easy to take the correct right position on things and crush them because within 2 seconds they crumble like breadcrumbs.
Yeah. And exactly what you just said. Like I was talking with my friend Joe this night in Los Angeles County alone, there's over 8 million registered Republican voters.
Whoa.
That's just registered. Yeah. 8 million. Now there's 40 million people in the state of California. 8 million registered Republican voters, which is why amazing patriots like Rick Grinnell and others out there at fixcalifornia.org, which I encourage people to go check out, get registered. If you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, if you're a Christian, get registered and vote the right way. Because you know what? We don't need any more of those soccer mom Karen votes out there in the suburbs. You know, we have to be thinking about consolidating the base. African-Americans, especially Black African-American males, Hispanics, and Asians who are absolutely pissed off, dude, with their lived experience. Their lived experience sucks. People come up with these phony numbers, and you covered this very well, Dave, on the last show, like these fake Federal Reserve, these Labor Department numbers. Oh, wow, the unemployment rate is down to 3.75%. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Everybody's working two jobs. They're pumping government stimulus into the money. One of every three new jobs is created is government-related. Most of those are part-time jobs, and it's a phony prop-up for the next 6 months of the election, and everybody freaking knows it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, anybody who has any kind of labor type work, which is obviously a large part of the Hispanic population, they go to the gas station literally every day. And the gas keeps going up because, the strategic oil reserve is now empty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It is literally empty.
Yeah. They go to, I don't mean to oversimplify this, Dave, but they go to 7-Eleven, they buy a bag of Cheetos, and every day the bag costs more and there's less chips in the bag. No, that is the most simple way I can explain it, right? And we talk about, friends of mine, we joke, there's less chips in every bag of potatoes.
This little bag.
If you want to know what inflation really means, forget about all the fancy economic conversations about it. Here's what inflation means for everybody out there, okay? The bag of chips costs more, and there's less chips in the bag. How's that?
Aww. Hey, I bought my mother's cookies the other day, the circus animal ones. Oh my God, the bag, there's like 20 cookies in the bag now. I mean, you don't feel so bad about knocking out an entire bag in one night because there's like 30, there's like 25 cookies. That's it. It's
all, well, there you go. All done. Exactly.
Yeah, all done. Exactly. No, thank you for sharing. I loved all that stuff.
Sure.
Hey, let's move to some of your favorite topics, which is, of course, the out in the open replacement theory, which is as about as open as you can get now, especially in New York City. So here's Adams, the mayor of New York, saying, oh, we don't like, you know, we have to, we got to, hey, easy on giving us more illegals from Africa and so on.
Right.
Now they decide, oh, these Muslim women who were arrested for causing mayhem, they had to have their mugshots done without the hijab because, oh, I don't know, you have to actually see what they look like. New York City is paying them $17 million.
Are you shitting now, me, dude?
I'm not kidding. This just broke 2 days ago.
Oh, my God.
Now you think, well, $17 million, New York City, they're loaded, right? It's the richest city in the country. This will have a ripple effect throughout the country.
Oh, my God.
Because that is just like waving the green flag. Hey, everybody,
sure.
Come on out now.
Yeah.
Create mayhem. Throw Molotov cocktails at the police. And if you're wearing the hijab,
don't worry. You get 5 million. No problem.
You're going to get million. So that was horrible.
Dude,
then Adams had the gall, that pinhead. He invites the governor of Texas, Abbott, who we like now.
Yep.
He's doing as good a job as possible.
Yeah.
He's he's taking the high and mighty. Oh, come on up and see our shelter for illegal immigrants. And, you know, which is basically those giant tents.
Right.
And you know what they're called? This is the actual name of typical government. Not instead of a giant tent, that's what I call them, or a crap hole. I use a worse word. They're called humanitarian emergency response and relief centers.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Can you imagine
some a-hole prick who's like, excuse me, what should we call these? Should we call them tent? Should we call they have a hardcover? Oh, you like a hardcover? Oh, that's a hardcover. That sounds good. Yeah. Let's call them humanitarian tent. Lovely.
Can you imagine the mayhem and the absolute nonsense going on in these tents?
Unbelievable.
These are military-aged men.
Yeah.
You give them just enough food to get by in the day. What are they going to do in the day all day long? They're going to create mayhem and
they're all pricking each other.
And the latest is hitting these poor defenseless, I hate to say it, they're all probably liberal white women.
Yeah.
They're getting punched in the face left and right now.
Exactly.
So there you go.
I mean, look, if anybody is still living in New York City and you can hear my voice, I tell you this, please leave. You have no reason to be there. I don't know why you're still there. I don't care what your situation is. You got to pack up your shit and you got to get out of Dodge right now.
You would think I you know, the hardcore is all that's left there. Hey, real quick, moving on. So the radical green activist Greta Thunberg just was arrested again today at the Hague. Anytime I see a picture of her.
Oh,
yes.
Love it.
Arrested again. Her rap.
What is she now, like 41 or something?
She's about, the gloves are off. Yeah. She's about 78 now. She's
brutal.
Getting Social Security now with her nonsense. And then The Rock came out, of course, today. He will not be supporting
anti-Biden.
Potato Head.
Yeah. Sorry. I made a mistake 3 years ago. I am The Rock. I knew I had some kind of, it's great. I got to give Steve Bannon props. I love Steve on War Room. He came out and said, hey, you know, basically The Rock came out 3 years ago. Supported. It's like, hey, and he, in the interview, this the one you're referring to, I referred to him, I supported him, I knew I had some level of notoriety, so I supported him and all the rest of it. Hey, dude, do your freaking homework.
All right, dude, do your freaking homework.
You came out and didn't do any homework. You tried to ride the wave. You tried to be a celebrity. You try. Oh, you're The Rock. Oh, you're The Rock. You're this. You're that. You're nothing, dude. You are absolutely freaking nothing. I would give 10 times what you're worth to spend another hour with those two great grandmas I had lunch next to at the bar this afternoon.
It's sad that just the people like me whatever your claim to fame is, whether you're Taylor Swift and you sing crappy songs that nobody likes anyway, and you'll be a dustbin of history in another minute, or The Rock. Unfortunately, they do have influence at when it comes to election time. Sad to say, but that's the society we live in.
Yeah.
And for him to come out and say this, I mean, he's obviously an empty-headed person when it comes to this stuff. So
100%.
take it for what it is.
Yeah.
And my favorite last topic I got for the night, buddy.
Yeah.
Disney.
Oh, love it. Yeah, let's go. You're the media expert on this topic.
So this is maybe a little in the weeds for most people, but just a couple days ago, Disney had the huge, huge, tumultuous board of directors meeting.
No.
And some of the top shareholders are trying to knock out the CEO, Bob Iger, who is
Okay.
just a slime ball. He's
Right.
a man of very limited
Right.
intelligence, limited creativity, but he right place, right time. He
Yep.
rode the wave,
Yep.
and now he's making, how many tens of millions a
No,
year,
tens of
creating
millions.
the most
Yeah.
putrid crap ever to known to mankind. So they tried their best to force him. They didn't. They failed, unfortunately.
Wow.
So he's well, I think I've learned my lesson. I'm going to try to create more inclusive programming. BS. The next few films that are already lined up, including gender switching in Fantastic Four
Oh
movies
my
coming up,
God.
and we already know that Snow White's going to hire a Hispanic girl
Oh my God.
instead of a Caucasian lady, and all the weirdo people they have as little dwarves. It's not. It's a bait and switch.
Wow.
So
Wow.
unfortunately, the Disney brand is just going to be
It's
continued to
done.
be ruined. Yeah.
Yeah,
So just
no, I'm
sad
glad you
news
br
there.
I'm really glad you brought that topic up, Dave, because like millions of us, we have young children and we have Disney and Disney Plus and the streaming service and the whole nine yards. And we're happy with the $1 to $2 to $3 increase every month that they give us, but they are producing toxic material for our children. Let's be honest about it. Let's call it out for what it is. It is absolutely freaking toxic for our kids. And I would encourage everybody out there to cut off the line. Just avoid it. Just cut. There's plenty of other content out there to keep your kids happy. And hey, Lua, if there's not, hey, here's a novel suggestion. Have them go out and play. Play in the mud. Play at the beach. Go play in the street. Go have conversations with other kids in the neighborhood. Don't use your phones. Don't text. Don't do all that stuff. Just go out and play like we used to, right? This is the way. This is the way and the right path.
This is the way, taking a page out of The
Absolutely.
Mandalorian, which is Disney. But hey,
No.
if nothing else, go back and watch the original classics. Watch the old Bambi. Watch the old Snow White. Watch the old Cinderella.
Yeah.
That's you're gonna and those you can watch over and over. They're still classic.
Over and
And
over. Yeah.
I was going to say one more tie into this
Yeah.
is these scumbags as they push their twisted perversions and child abusers on us, which is unfortunate. That's what they're doing. But two of the top Disney Channel directors now they've apologized for backing I won't even mention this idiot's name, a producer at Nickelodeon who has been accused of sexually abusing several of the actors, including Drake
Jesus.
Bell, who's like a he was in that Boy Meets World, which is a very popular series, and that guy's this Drake fellow has come out
Wow.
and actually blown up the cover off the
Wow.
perversion at Nickelodeon. So it's not just Disney, it's the whole Hollywood cesspool.
Nickelodeon cartoon channel you mentioned last episode,
Yeah,
Dave, or whatever it is.
sorry,
The
people.
only people that watch this stuff are either pedophiles or guys who are 22 and thinking of going the other direction on the plate. I mean, it's just,
Man,
I don't know what's
yeah.
going on with these people, but they are absolutely screwed. Dave, great to see you this week. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And don't forget to check us out on all the favorite podcast platforms of choice. We're out there everywhere. We have hundreds of thousands of followers. We are so grateful for all of you and over 1 million downloads. And we are at show 301 this week. So thank you very
And
much for
counting.
listening and counting. Absolutely. Great to see you this week. On social media, we are at Rant and Rave 1776 on pretty much every platform, Getter, Gab, MeWe, Truth Social. And Dave, we'll see you down the road on the right side.